104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 7:05. We're going to top out at 40 today. Right now, it is 14. Mash for Cash is all done.
All right, good job.
You know what? I think you can do the next one.
Okay. I can do it.
Yeah.
I can do it.
Okay. You do the next one.
You never asked me to, otherwise I would have.
Okay. I'm asking you to do the next. In fact, you can get the next one ready anytime, because we will need it.
Okay.
At some point.
All right.
So.
Second and a half of each song, right?
2 seconds.
2 seconds. Okay.
2 seconds of each song, two at a time, mm-hmm. on top of each other.
Okay.
And make sure it's not mixed too loud.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll work on it.
All right. So, there is the lottery jackpot tonight is $500 million.
It could be higher by tonight. Because,
well, it could be because so many people are buying tickets.
Yeah.
The one-time payout as of right now is $327 million.
Not bad. Would you do payout or annuity?
Payout.
Definitely.
Without question.
Agree. Yeah.
The only time I would do the smaller is if it was a smaller amount of money. You know?
Yeah.
If it was like $2 million, I'd probably do the annuity. If it's a big, big amount like that, yeah, I'm just going to take the money and run. If it's like... Well, it wouldn't have to be much more than that for me.
Yeah.
Because if it was only $2 million, you're going to get a one-time payout of like $1.5 million. Or $1.3 million or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I would. Anyway, so there's that. Go buy your lottery tickets. I'm sure you'll win.
You know what's funny about that is I was in line at the grocery store yesterday, and I heard some lady behind this guy who was buying tickets. She's like, you know who really wins in this whole lottery?
Oh, God.
The government.
Yeah.
You know why? They don't even have to buy a lottery ticket because they get all of those taxes. Like, and she's just going off. And I was like, oh my God.
Okay.
Face palm. Cracked me up. I'm trying
you know
not
what,
to.
Lady, you're right. Because the government allows it so that they can generate revenue.
Exactly.
You know why? It keeps your taxes down.
I know. I just like.
Genius.
I was trying not to laugh at her.
I could not have held my tongue with her. I wish I would have been in line with her.
Because it's. I now live in town and it's a small town and I didn't want to like embarrass her in there and I don't know who she is.
So, but no, I would have been like, you know what, lady, you're right. We should get rid of the Powerball and just pay the taxes that the Powerball generates.
I know. It was just so stupid.
You can like, pay those. You know what? How about we give up your Medicare.
I was just like, oh
sheesh.
My God, lady. Yes, the government does win. But
you know,
guess what? You win too.
It's always the government's fault.
Oh my God.
It's their fault.
She was ridiculous.
They're watching me with a satellite right now. That's why I have tinfoil on my head.
She was so ridiculous.
Did you hear about the worst baby name ever?
Yes.
This makes celebrities look like perfect saints when it comes to naming their kids.
Like Apple?
There was a couple who named their daughter hashtag.
What is wrong with them?
I don't know.
Am I seriously?
The young girl hashtag will join her big brother LMFAO. The family dog OMG. And the cat named Smiley.
Smiley face? No, it's Winky face.
No, Smiley is what I said.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be Winky Smiley.
I like the winky face.
Doesn't have to be.
It's my favorite.
Okay. I love how that's the thing you honed in on there.
I know.
It's winky face.
I don't know.
Who cares? It was just a dumb joke I was making.
I get it. I know, but I wanted to change it to winky face. It's cuter.
Okay. I know yesterday we talked a little bit about regifting and how, you know, some people thought it was horrible.
Mm-hmm.
That you would use a gift card you got from somebody to buy them a gift. Well, before you go and say regifting is horrible, just keep this in mind. If you regift, you'll save an average of $150.
Oh, okay.
And also, by the way, according to a new survey, 92% of Americans now say it's totally acceptable to regift presents. 87% of us have gotten a gift we think was regifted.
We think? We're not sure.
We don't know for sure, but we think it was. Well, if you're smart, you know, you go to Christmas on one side of the family.
Yeah.
You get a gift, you unwrap it. Oh, awesome. Thank you. And then you take it home, you wrap it up, you go to the other side of the family, and you give it to someone there.
That would be smart. But then you have to, like, rely on the fact that they might give you a bad gift.
Well, there is that.
So you got to have a backup.
No, if you're regifting, you're not really concerned about quality, are you?
I guess not.
No.
I guess you can do cash then as your
backup.
You
know what? 62% of us plan on regifting something to someone this year.
What?
We do, on my mom's side of the family, we do this white elephant thing.
Yeah.
And one year...
Were you stealing
when
and
I
stuff?
Was in, yeah. One year when I was in college, I decided this would... Every now and then there's like somebody will buy a prank gift for somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was the first one to introduce it to the white elephant. And what I wrapped up was inside a coffee can. And it was a rubber chicken.
Okay.
That makes this horrible noise.
Yikes.
When you squeeze it.
All right.
Well, I rigged it so that when the coffee can opened, the head popped up and it goes.
That's impressive.
And it was impressive. It took me like hours to get it just right.
Yeah.
So that it would work and I could do it consistently and then it would work on Christmas Day.
I could tell that. Yeah.
And the perfect person to get it took it.
Who?
My uncle. Greg, he is usually the prankster.
Ah.
So he wound up with it. His wife, and he kind of knew something was up because it's in a coffee can. I mean, who gets a gift in a coffee can?
It's true. But, he's, you know, college kid, no wrapping.
He's, oh, well, they didn't know who it's from.
Oh, that's right. You don't put who it's from.
No.
Okay.
And he's kind of gingerly opening it up and then it flops open. His wife was looking over his shoulder. She almost fell over backwards in her chair. It was awesome.
That's great.
And then 2 years later, I got it back.
Aw.
Yeah.
You should have known.
I know.
Don't well, pick anything that's cylinder.
Well, you know, well, that was kind of my idea was that this will float around now. This will be the fun thing.
And, yeah.
You know, sometimes someone would get all mad because, oh, I got the rubber chicken. Oh, come on. It cost $15 just like everything else did. Anyway, we got news coming up. Also, Mash for Cash with Quality Lenders at 7, we'll say 23. How about that?
The Hot Morning. Morning, sunshine. Good
morning. Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 7:22. We're going to top out at 40 today, 14 right now. I got a text message here that says... we were talking about losing your car in the parking lot.
Yeah.
You know, that allegedly men are better at it than women are.
Yeah.
I got a text that
says... Finding it, not losing it.
When my wife and I go to a bigger store, she takes a pic of the aisle we are in with her phone.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
A good idea if you get lost often.
The other thing I'll screw up is like, I'll be off like an aisle or two on... Because you're looking at the store from the direction going in, but it's a completely different perspective looking out.
True.
And you just kind of lose where you're going.
Mm-hmm.
Internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
No, you're right. Let's do it the dumbest way possible because it's easier for you.
Okay, so we've got the Mash for Cash here. It is worth 100... No. Oh, it's brand new today.
Yeah.
It's worth $50. We've got that coming up here in just a little bit. What in the heck am I doing here? Okay, here's my story. I put it in the wrong place.
What is with you today?
I have no idea. I have a one-track mind. I'm just thinking about getting... I have so much crap I have to do before noon, before I can leave today.
And you want to go hunting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Time's ticking on deer season.
Gotcha.
And so my brain is just... a few weeks ago, The Onion... did one of their fake news articles, which those are, if you've never gone to The Onion and read it, it's just, it's so funny.
Yeah.
They declared the supreme leader of North Korea, Kim Jong-un, this year's sexiest man alive. If you don't know, all of the articles at The Onion are fake.
Yeah.
It's all satire. It's all fake. It's all made up. And it's very, very funny. Something got lost in translation for a newspaper called People's Daily. They're the official newspaper of China's Communist Party. They thought the article was real. So they stole it, republished the entire thing as news, not satire. They also published a 55-photo gallery of Kim online to accompany the story. After they did it, a South Korean paper called the Korea Times did the same thing.
Oh, boy.
In the past, The Onion... has given the Sexiest Man Award to people like Bernie Madoff and the Unabomber.
Wow.
Yeah. So there you go. I guess, you know, have you ever noticed on Google Chrome, you can, like if you end up on a web page that's in a foreign language, it'll translate it for you?
Yeah, I don't remember what one I went to, but it was cool. Yeah, it was pretty wicked. Yeah. I was like, wow.
Because I've gone to like look for help for different computer or website things before, and I'll find a website that has, you know, a forum I'm looking for, but it's all in German or something. And I'm like, crap, if only there was a way to translate this.
There is.
Oh, wait, there is. Google Translate. Yeah. Okay, MASH for Cash.
Ready.
It's brand new today. It's worth $50 if you can name all 7 songs, artist and title. And no one ever gets it but on the first day. But anyway, here it is. There it is. The MASH for Cash.
A couple of those.
361-5557 if you know them. Good luck.
New music. This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 740, up to 40 today. 14 right now here in the Sioux Empire. That used to be how we closed the weather, and every once in a while it'll sneak back in there I'll say that. And I it drives me crazy.
Yeah, I know.
What exactly is the Sioux Empire? Where's the border?
I don't know.
Can you tell me that?
I think it's past Parker and right on the town, the city limits. And right at the edge of the city limits of Beersford. And the city limits of Del Rapids.
Okay. So in other words, you have no idea.
No, because nobody does.
And I mean, it's been a commonly used term here, and who knows who the marketing person was eons ago who first came up with it.
Who knows? Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, it's not like Twin Cities.
No.
You know, it's just completely contrived out of nowhere. Well, the Empire. Where's our king in the Empire?
I think it's because of the mall.
No, the mall got its name from it.
Oh.
I have a feeling.
Really?
No, I don't. The mall did not. I don't know if they created it or not.
You think that the Sioux Empire has been around, term has been around longer than the Empire Mall?
Oh, yeah.
Really? Maybe.
I would bet it has.
I don't know.
I think that's where they got their name, was the Empire Mall. I don't know. I have no idea. I'm guessing. But I would guess that the name Sioux Empire has been around longer than Empire Mall has. I mean, in the early 70s, my mom used to work at the First National Bank that's right by the Western Mall.
Yeah.
It was a cornfield west of there.
That's so true. Yeah.
So the mall has not been there forever as much as we think it has.
I don't know
when it was built. But anyway, so I want to come up with a new name.
Instead of Sioux Empire?
A new tagline or whatever, you know.
For Sioux Falls, surrounding areas?
Yeah. Because, like, there, you know, other towns will have some of these kind of, well, some of them are actually geographical.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it'll be like, I can't even think of it. But,
well, the Twin Cities.
Well, the Twin Cities is one. I mean, that's an obvious one. But, like, a lot of places will have, like, the Valley, the something Valley.
Silicon Valley, like,
it could be that. Or there's, like, I know in Texas, can't think of what it is. The Brazos Valley, like around College Station, I think. I'm not sure. I can't remember.
Okay.
But we need a new name because I can't stand Sioux Empire. It's so, the word empire is what bugs me.
I can see that. I can understand that.
You know.
Yeah. It's not like the Empire Strikes Back.
We'll be the Rebel Empire then.
Yes.
Or the Sioux Rebels.
The Sioux Rebels.
Yeah, there you go.
Dun, 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 dun.
And now, before you call in and want to rename it the Sanford Empire, I've already thought of that, okay?
Well, the word empire.
Those renaming jokes have been around for a while.
The word empire is what's bugging you, right?
Yeah, it's more empire than anything.
Okay.
I don't know what else to do.
How about the Sioux Kingdom? Our King, Mayor Mike Huthman.
No. David's Kingdom.
Why? Oh, why?
The statue, the naked guy downtown.
Statue of David.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. No. How are you going to end your weather doing that? It's 14 at David's Kingdom.
Yeah.
How about Hotland?
No.
No?
We don't want to actually brand it to anything.
Well, it can't be hot because it's not even always hot in South Dakota.
No, that would be the dumbest thing ever.
That won't work.
If you've got any ideas, let us know what we can rename our area with for a tagline.
And not just Sioux Falls. We're talking surrounding areas.
Well, Sioux Falls and surrounding areas. Because like Sioux City is like the Siouxland.
Right.
You know. Our library is called Siouxland, though. I find that kind of funny.
It's weird.
Maybe they were already rebelling and they stole Sioux City's.
Maybe.
By the way, did you know Sioux City was built on rock and roll?
It was.
It was, yeah. Unknown factor.
Because they built Sioux City.
Yeah. 361-5557, email or text am@hot1047.com. The Hot Morning. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 752 up to 40 today. 14 right now. So we're trying to come up with ideas for renaming our area.
The Sioux Empire.
The Sioux Empire. Which was a slogan I banished from the station a couple of years ago because I can't stand it anymore.
Because, you know, it's just weird.
And I guess I just don't, I just don't care for it. The word empire is weird.
I think of Star Wars.
It reminds me of knights and like a medieval festival, you know. Or Renaissance festival.
Yeah.
And it's just...
This is my empire!
No, it's my empire.
My empire!
I will run thee through with my sword. But I got a few text ideas. Remember when I mentioned that little trivia tidbit about Sioux City being built on rock and roll?
Yeah.
I got an email from Stephanie that said, okay, you can't judge everyone from Sioux City on that video because most of us actually hate it. It's seriously the worst video ever.
It is.
So glad I relocated to the Sioux Empire.
We built Sioux City.
Thank you for that email, Stephanie. No, I don't blame everyone for it. Just the people who thought that was a good idea.
Yeah.
I got one here that says the Sioux Parker.
I don't get it.
I think someone's just trying to get at your hometown.
Oh, maybe.
I got an inappropriate one here that I can read most of.
Okay. I like inappropriate.
Since the Canaries were renamed the Pheasants and their stadium used to be the Birdcage and they never renamed the stadium, we should rename the whole area the ring. Since our area and surrounding area is known for our pheasants. Another name for rooster.
Mm-hmm.
Those of you who... My dad used to have a blaze orange hunting cap that said South Dakota. Big country.
Yes, I've seen those.
Yeah. The Sioux Prairie?
No.
No?
No.
Why not?
Not really any prairie land anymore. I mean, certain areas.
Well, it was before we farmed
it
all.
It's not now. Let's be in the now here.
Okay.
2012.
The Sioux farmland region.
No.
How about we just call it the region?
The region. The Sioux region.
No, just the region.
Oh, the region. No, I don't like it.
Welcome.
It's 14 degrees in the region.
Yeah, but it works.
Nah.
The reason I hate it is when like I'm traveling in the car and you hear a radio station they'll do like the weather right now in the, you know, whatever, the hilly valley. I'm like, is that the name of the town? Where the hell is the station from?
I know.
That always bugs me, you know. I want to know where you are,
because
I don't have that information
maybe
in front of me.
Maybe if we said Sioux Falls Empire.
And this one isn't so much for the our city's area as it is the state, but the better half. Or the better Dakota.
I like that.
We are in the better half.
We are in the better half, that is for sure.
I got another one from Rob that says Pheasant Country. Only problem is, right around here, there isn't much for pheasants.
Yeah, I mean, you have to go more west.
My uncle has a farm down south of Beresford, and he hasn't seen a single pheasant all year down there.
I've heard plenty of them.
Okay, I already banned this one, the Sanford Empire. Stacy, I already, she said LOL, JK. But I already made that one, put that one out there.
The thing is, empire needs to go
away.
Well,
what do we have? What do we have to base it off of? We have the geographical, because usually they're geographical, right?
Right, we have the falls.
We have the falls. Okay.
And then we have a ton of small...
The falls region.
Nice little towns.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're all nice little towns. Good places to bring up your children and stuff like that.
Yeah. How about, the Big Sioux River comes through.
Yeah.
The Big Sioux River didn't actually, there's not actually a valley per se.
Mm-mm.
Couldn't call it the valley.
No. I don't want to be the valley because then I think valley girl. And I'd have to talk like this all the time, you know?
Talk like what?
You're hilarious.
I'm stumped. I thought this would be more fun, but I'm just not coming up with any ideas. If you've got one, please, we need to fix this.
Yes.
361-5557, email or text, am@hot1047.com. We got some stuff to give away here, too. We got Tonic Soulfa tickets to give away.
Yeah, they're playing this weekend.
We'll do that coming up in a little less than an hour from now. Hang on.
Hot1047.com.